皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、オタワ。
夏子です。
ヨシです。
Peter here, lesson number 98, as always brought to you by Eric Lauren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Natsuko-san, what's going on here? Everybody's sick. How long have you been sick?
I'm sorry. More than 2 weeks.
Many of you probably noticed a change in Natsuko-san's voice. Recently, yes. I got sick. Yoshi will be sick.
Will be?
Yeah, we'll, there's enough germs in here to get him sick. You know, the weather is just raining.
Yes, and it's really humid.
Really humid. Well, we hope that put you in a good mood. All right, we're back with part two of the cell phone. Now, we just want to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com. There you can find the PDFs plus the Learning Center. We have forums. Leave us a post. Anything you don't pick up today, because over the past 2 days, we're putting a lot into these lessons. Just leave us a comment and somebody will get back to you. With that said, are you ready for part two?
Yes.
All right, continuation from yesterday. Here we go.
店はどこ？
わからない。
1時間以上探しているのに。
もう一回電話する。
おかけになった電話は、電波の届かないところにあるか、電源が入っていないためかかりません。
また県外だ。
あの二人はどこにいるのかな？
あ、留守電が入ってる。
伝言を3件お預かりしています。新しい伝言、11時1件です。
あ、もしもし、よしですけど、今11時です。確かに約束の時間は10時ですけど、タケさんといつまでも待ってますので、よろしくお願いします。
この伝言を消去する場合は9を、もう一度聞く場合は1を、伝言を再生済みとし、保存する場合は2を押してください。なお、操作方法を確認する場合は0を押してください。
二人がまだ待ってる。どうする？もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
店はどこ？
わからない。
一時間以上経っているのに。
もう一回電話する。
おかけになった電話は電波の届かないところにあるか、電源が入っていないためかかりません。
また県外だ。
あの二人はどこにいるのかな？
あ、留守電が入ってる。
伝言を3件お預かりしています。新しい伝言、11時1件です。
あー、もしもし、よしですけど、今11時です。確かに。約束の時間は10時ですけど、タケさんといつまでも待ってますので、よろしくお願いします。
この伝言を消去する場合は9を、もう一度聞く場合は1を、伝言を再生済みとし保存する場合は2を押してください。なお、操作方法を確認する場合は、0を押してください。
二人がまだ待ってる。どうする？
次は、ピーターさんの英語が入ります。
店はどこ？
Where is the place?
わからない。
I don't know.
1時間以上探しているのに。
We've been looking for over an hour.
もう一回電話する。
I'll call again.
おかけになった電話は電波の届かないところにあるか、 電源が入っていないためかかりません。
The phone that you called cannot be reached either because the phone is shut off or it is in a location where the signal cannot reach.
また圏外だ。
Out of area again?
あの二人はどこにいるのかな?
I wonder where those two are.
あ、留守電が入ってる。
Ah, I got a message.
伝言を三件お預かりしています。
You have three voice messages.
新しい伝言、11時、一件です。
The most recent at 11 p.m.
あ、もしもし、ヨシですけど。
This is Yoshi.
今、11時です。
It's 11 o'clock.
確かに約束の時間は10時ですけど。
As I recall, the agreed upon time was 10 o'clock.
タケさんといつまでも待ってますので。
I'll wait with Take for however long it takes.
よろしくお願いします。
So, hoping to hear from you.
この伝言を消去する場合は Q を。
To erase this message, press 9.
もう一度聞く場合は1を。
To listen one more time, press 1.
伝言を再生済みとし、保存する場合は2を押してください。
To save a message that is finished playing, please press 2.
なお、操作方法を確認する場合は0を押してください。
To confirm operating instructions, please press 0.
2人がまだ待ってる。どうする?
So, Natsuko-san, what did you think?
I wonder the two girls are going.
I wonder too. Well, you're one of the two girls.
Yeah, so... I was supposed to be.
So, give us the answer. Are you going or not going?
Difficult problem.
All right, if enough of you post, comment, wanting to know the answer, I'm sure that Natsuko-san will get back to you. Yoshi-san, what did you think of today's conversation?
It's very typical for me. you know, I'm always waiting, and nothing happens.
Oh, it's also typical for me, getting lost forever. Can't find where you go.
I'm sure many people can relate to that. All right, now what we're going to do is get into today's vocabulary. Here we go.
最初のキーワードは、預かる。
To keep in custody, to take charge of.
預かる、預かる。
Now, Natsuko-san, let's point out right now,、
yes.
there are two words.
Yes.
And they're both transitive.
Mm-hmm.
That have the meaning to keep in custody or to take charge of. The second is...
預ける。
Now the difference is, can you give us the first one, the one in today's conversation?
預かる。
Now when we use this, the subject is the one taking charge of something or someone or keeping something in custody.
Right.
And then the second, the latter...
預ける。
Someone other than the subject is taking charge or keeping in custody.Please try to remember this. This is a really important point. Okay, example sentences, please.
Yoshi-san, 例文をお願いします。
荷物を預かる。
To keep luggage. To keep someone's luggage.
子供を預かる。
To watch someone's kids. To watch kids.
人の命を預かる。
To take people's lives in one's hand.
次のキーワードは消去する。
To erase.
消去する。消去する。夏子さん、例文をお願いします。
はい。データを消去する。
To erase data.
よしさん、消去の反対は何ですか?
保存する。
To keep, to preserve, to save.
保存する、保存する。
Now, just as we had erase the data, which was?
消去する。
How about saving the data?
データを保存する。
Now, these two you'll see quite often when you're using a computer.
Yes.
Of course, if that computer is in Japanese, but you'll see these two all the time.
次のキーワードは場合は
In the case, in the event.
場合は
Yeah, this is actually closer to a grammatical structure.
よしさん、例文をお願いします。
雨の場合、試合は中止です。
In the case of rain, the game is cancelled. Now let's just take a quick look at this.
場合。
When a noun comes in front of this, how do we attach them?
の。
We add no in between them. So, noun.
の場合。
And then it becomes in the case of. In the case of rain was?
雨の場合。
And then we have something afterwards. Next up.
次のキーワードは再生。
To play back. Regeneration. First meaning in this dialogue.
さ、い、せ、い、再生。夏子さん、例をお願いします。
ビデオを再生する。
To play back a video.
曲を再生する。
To play back a song. Now, Natsuko-san, you'll find this on, maybe not anymore, tape recorders or VCRs, but all right, let me just fast forward to the current generation. DVD players.
Yes.
So this is the button you want when you want to start it.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
次のキーワードは操作方法。
Operation instructions.
操作方法。操作方法。
And this word is made up of four characters. The first word being
操作
Operation. The second
方法
Method. Next.
次のキーワードは確認
Affirmation. Confirmation.
確認確認夏子さん、例文をお願いします。
はい。お手荷物のお忘れ物がないか今一度ご確認ください。
Please check once again now that you have not forgotten any luggage. And this is something you will hear on trains, buses,
yes.
any kind of public transportation.、
Mm-hmm.
Give it to us one more time, Natsuko-san.
お手荷物のお忘れ物がないか今一度ご確認ください。
Next we have.
次のキーワードは県外。
Outside area.
県外、県外。
Now, on your cell phone, you can check the range by how many bars you have. The small bar, the middle bar, and the big bar. When you're outside of that range, what two characters appear?
県外。
Yeah, so if you don't have a signal, these are the two characters which you can find inside the PDF or in the premium section. These are the two characters that will appear. So when you're outside of range?
県外。
Okay, on to today's grammar point. So today's grammar point is...
場合.
Now, actually, I jumped in too fast and I started going into this before in the vocab section. So, please listen to what you have there. Plus, you can also use this with verbs. Now, as we said, this construction means in the case, in the event, and it's sometimes also used as a conditional. So there's multiple ways we can use this. The construction we said with a noun was noun plus
の
plus
場合
being in the case of whatever that noun is. Now, we can also use this with verbs. But when we use this with verbs, it's always in the plain form. It can be the plain present, such as
保存する場合
if you want to save. And we can also use the plain past with this. But...As we haven't fully covered this, this will be discussed more in later lessons. Now again, for the full write-up about this grammar point, stop by JapanesePod101.com. PDF subscribers, you can find an explanation inside the PDF. And premium subscribers, you can find an explanation in the grammar bank plus inside the PDF. All right, so that's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。